is given for working out what it is. But let me explain to you why it's important before we go into that. With the advent of World War II, Hitler and his generals came up with the concept of Blitzkrieg, lightning war. This was something new, something that hadn't been done before. The idea of coordinating all the parts of your armed forces, the army and the air force, and even the navy, all together to attack simultaneously and coordinated. The reason it never been done before was because there wasn't the ability to communicate. Now they had Morse. Now they had wireless communications over very long distances, and they could do that. Problem is, with any radio signal, anyone can listen into it. And they knew that their enemies, us, the Allies, would be listening in to those communications and responding to them. The solution was to encrypt those transmissions to make sure there was no way people listening in could read it. A machine that had been designed for banks to use to encrypt transmissions of account information, etc., was adopted, the rights of it bought by the German military, and the machine modified. They did, however, keep the original name its inventor had given it, which is the Greek word for riddle, enigma. So, what we have here is a real enigma machine used during World War II. These aren't normally let out of the glass cases. This is one used in our education department. Now, I have to be very, very careful with it. I can't take it to pieces and show you all the inner workings. This is not a replica. This is a real enigma machine. I believe it's a Weimarkt Enigma machine used by the army. Now, these were fantastic because they were extraordinarily simple to use. As you can see, they're quite small, the typewriter-sized box, and this could be taken by its handle right down to the front line. Until then, they'd relied on human processes, manually doing all the going for a process to encrypt messages, and that was very time-consuming and very prone to human error. This made it very easy to do. Very easy to use. You can be trained to use it in minutes, and it took three people to send the message. The first will be using the Enigma machine. Now, I'm going to switch mine to battery. I hope. Just check it's behaving. Yes, it is. And I'll just lower the front here so I can show you a bit of what's going on. There we go. Three people to send the message. The first one will be in charge of the Enigma machine. They would have the Enigma machine set up in a particular configuration, which I'll explain in a moment. And they would be given the plain text message by the commanding officer. They would then proceed to type in that message letter by letter into the machine. Now, if you can look over